Hey everyone on Audio Boo, this is Melissa. Yes, I am awake this early, sadly. yeah, I'm waiting for some allergy meds to kick in before I go back to bed. Anyway, I was going to come to you guys and talk about this yesterday, but I was pretty busy all day. And the student I was tutoring showed up before I could finish it, so I just decided I'd restart the new one. Everybody loves RS games and all of these, which I do, but there's one game that I absolutely miss, and that was, local locution. And I know it's on All in Play. Right now, my finances don't consider a game membership a priority. Years ago, though, I used to have a game membership. So the game, for those who don't know, All in Play is a website. I don't even know if it still exists, but it's a website where blind and sighted people can play games together. It had really awesome sound effects. It had good JAWS scripts. And it was just really cool. It had games like poker, Texas Hold'em. My favorites were Crazy Eights, which RS Games has now, Anagram Inn, and Locolocution. And I did love their version of Blackjack. I really loved their version of Blackjack. It was awesome. And their version of Crazy Eights. And I loved it. When you set up the table, you can make it, profanity allowed or profanity not allowed. You could make it like, you could change the game speed. RS Games, it goes a round comes up every 15 seconds, I think, but I really would like to see if RS Games could possibly in the future come up with something like a word game, like a Locolocution. And for those who don't know, Locolocution is an all-in-play version of the popular game show Lingo. And unfortunately, it's not as popular anymore because it's not on the air anymore. I don't remember when I last saw an episode of Lingo. And it's, instead of dealing with five, like, bingo numbers on five rows, it is a word game that has a five-letter word. And you have to guess the word, you know. I really thought that Locolocution was really awesome. And I'm beginning to miss All in Play. I kind of wish there was some way we could, I don't know, preserve it, because I don't think it's being, I don't know if All in Play is still around. I think it still is, but I do know that, the people that originally started All in Play, was it, Paul Silva, Tim Keegan, and there was a Mike something, I believe. Oh, they were awesome. You know, I had some issues with All in Play at one point, and I talked to Paul Silva on tech support. He was pretty cool. But I honestly have to say I miss All in Play. And All in Play, although some people use it, I did 1 month, I think about a year and a half ago, I did purchase a one-month gift membership for myself just to go in for, you know, for nostalgia and play All in Play, because I used to play it years ago and I used to own a game membership, you know, for like maybe a year and a half. I loved that website. I really did. But there seems to not be as much care in that website anymore. Where's All in Play going? Is it even around? Sure, I could log on and check it. I remember last time the store itself was broken, so you had to gift a membership to yourself. But what's going on with All in Play? Because I haven't heard much news. I kind of miss All in Play. I remember when, before they changed the word splits in Blackjack, when somebody splits their hand, it used to say somebody spits, you know, like, oh, so-and-so spits their hand. For a while they changed it, I think, but it was funny. I really love the concept behind All in Play. And although we now have, you know, more popular game platforms, obviously because they're free, such as, you know, the Quentin's Playroom and RS Games, and then apps like Dice World or Dice with Friends, I think they're calling themselves now. I'm not sure. You know, I just don't see anything happening with All in Play. Has it, like, lost its flavor? And if so, what do we do about it? Because there are probably people out there that still... Who still has a membership to All in Play? That's what I want to know. Who still has a membership to All in Play? I'd be curious to know what you think of it. I haven't been on All in Play in, like, over a year, I think. And I love the anagram game, and I love Local Locution. I wish we're RS Games or Quentin's Playroom, but I know Quentin is, I think it's French or something, because I know that it's a European 3 minutes. Game client that's transferred into English. I don't know. But I've been thinking about All in Play. And I've been thinking about how sad, you know, that people haven't been, like, doing anything to enhance All in Play. And there are a few people paying memberships to a site that I don't know who's manning it, who's helping it grow. I don't know if there's anything new happening in All in Play. That's why I want to talk to people who still own memberships. And if people do own memberships, you know, could we maybe change the pricing a bit? And I'm not saying that $7.99 is a bad price. I actually, like I said years ago, I used to be one of those people that just loved All in Play so much, I would do anything to play it. But, you know, the economy is still trying to recover. Not that many people are interested in playing All in Play. As an incentive, maybe could somebody consider lowering the price a bit? And it might get more people to come over to All in Play. You guys would have more money to spend on All in Play itself and give the website a chance to grow. Because as much as I love RS Games and everything else, All in Play was a unique site in its day. And I still believe it still, you know, boasts that uniqueness. Sure, you can log on to the RS Games website and choose the browser client so that, you know, sighted people could play. Sure, you can do that with the Playroom as well. But 57 seconds. I don't think anything will ever compare to what All in Play was. All in Play was amazing in its day. And I still miss it. So for me, it's like every time, once in a while, I'll buy myself a 1 month gift membership and I'll go in there and I'll play. And once the month is over, I'll stop. Just so I could, you know, just for nostalgia. It's like one of my favorite game sites and no one's doing anything with it. What's going on with All in Play? Anyone know? Let me know. 16 seconds. I'd like to, I don't know, I don't want to see it die. It was an amazing site in its day, and people might think I'm crazy, but it's true. I really love All in Play. I still wish I can play with All in Play. It was really cool.